Hi, today we are going to listen to a Chinese accent, and we're going to learn how to change the sounds and prosody to a more standard American English accent. I was able to get the language sample from the website IDEA, which is the International Dialects of English Archive. It's a really cool website, and comma gets a cure, the text that they were reading. The copyright information is in the show notes. So I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
This recording, Beijing 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse.
So he says wedentary instead of veterinary. So he says a W instead of the V at the beginning. Weta instead of vetter. And he adds a kind of a T in there and kind of leaves off a syllable. And then he goes, well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse. Wedentary, L. He kind of does a little L sound like he's confused. Did I get that R right? Should it have been an L? Because there's some confusion between R and L sometimes in this native language.
Who had been working daily at the old zoo.
Who had been working daily at the old zoo. His pronunciation of old kind of left out the L a little bit. It sounded like old zoo instead of old zoo.
In the deserted district of the territory.
In a deserted district of the territory. So instead of saying in, he kind of says in da, like a D, D-A. And then for the territory, he does a kind of a da again with a D instead of the T-H. So he's using a D for the voice T-H in the.
So she was very happy to start a new job at the.
So she was very happy to start a new job at a. So again, he's instead of a. It's putting a D in front of that.
Superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower.
Superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. North sounded a little bit off, North Square. Couldn't quite hear that TH very well, so it almost sounded like North Square without a TH. And then Duke. The oo was a little off, the oo part. It sounded like his tongue was too far back and kind of making a different resonance. So kind of like Duke Street instead of Duke Street.
That area was much nearer for her and more her liking.
That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. He stumbled a little bit in a few places, and for her wasn't quite a clear transition for her. The second her sounded better.
Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed.
Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. His prosody is a little bit off. The spaces in between each phrase are a little bit too long. Like, even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. We would kind of run it together. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. And also, when he says stressed, he puts a vowel in front of it, a stressed, and the S kind of becomes a D. The ST becomes a D. Addressed. It should be just, she felt stressed. She felt stressed.
She ate a bowl of porridge.
She ate a bowl of porridge. So he couldn't quite decode the spelling of that word. So it's porridge.
Checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry.
Checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. So he's adding extra vowels here also. So he said, checked herself instead of checked herself, and washed her face instead of just washed her face. And hurry sounded a little bit like Harry. Got to get that E-R sound here, even though it's spelled with a U-R. Hurry.
Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket,
Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket. Okay, he's saying den for then, so he's putting a D instead of that voice TH for the first word, then. And then jacket, not a big deal, but we generally don't pronounce that T with as much air when it's at the end of the word. So we would just say jacket instead of jacket.
Pick up her kit and hand it up for work.
Picked up her kit and headed for work. Okay, here he says pick up. So instead of putting that sound on the end of picked, from the end of pick to show it's a past tense verb, picked, that ED becomes a T, picked. He makes it just pick and puts the T sound on the end of up. Pick up her kit. So that's interesting. Should be picked up her kit, not pick up her kit. And then on headed for work, he adds an N in there in front of the D, handed up, and he adds the word up, which isn't there. So it just needs to be headed up for work, headed. Okay, this is a good place to end part two of the Chinese Beijing accent. So stay tuned for part three.
That's it for today. If you liked it, please subscribe. If you would like to book your own session with me and work on your own accent, please visit my website, clarityaccent.com. Thanks.